out.
Ooh,
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The latest from AC/DC, Shot in the Dark.
Ooh. Dude, seriously, can they make a bad song?
No, they can't. They can't.
I'm telling you.
No.
Whatever it is they do, just keep doing it.
They do it, man. They just know how to do it. Of course, you got, you know, Cliff back there on bass. You got Phil on the drums. You got Angus throwing it out. You got Brian Johnson back. Ooh, shot in the dark.
Dude, here's another thing. It's like, how does he still have a voice, dude? Yeah, like, you really got to strain your voice.
I think maybe
that tone.
That time off was great for him. That's what I'll say.
Man, sounds fantastic. Love it.
There you go. New AC/DC on the Plan B Morning Show. Folks, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur, Benton Harbor. They are hiring right now. You can grow with Specialite as they grow. So find them right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what is your comfort TV show? All right, something that you just, you know, you can always go to it. You'll always enjoy it. What do you like watching? Maybe when you're having your lunch. I like to have TV on when I'm having my lunch, you know, just kind of go to. Mine right now is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm probably on my fifth run-through of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. If you have not watched this show, Andy Samberg, it's brilliant, dude. It is brilliantly written, amazingly cast, and it's even on the fifth go-through. Like, there's episodes where I'm like, I've seen the, I'll watch it again. Like, I just love it. I can put it on, and I know everything's good. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, watch it. And if you have not watched it, they're on their seventh season, so there's plenty to watch. Plenty to watch.
I was gonna say, I've never seen it, man. Dude, I'll admit, I've never seen it.
Love it. Love it. Do you have a comfort TV show?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I had to.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. That's a good one. But mostly, what I really have been enjoying lately, it's background TV. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
You know
what's
weird, man? It's like I watch more TV in the winter, I think. I really try to get outside. Like, literally, I'll just sit on my porch away from the TV just because I'm outside, But when I'm forced to watch, it's usually around dinner time when we're eating dinner and we like to have something on in the background. And we had it on last night. And this show is just a go-to, and I love it. And there's something about it that I just really enjoy. And it's America Says on the Game Show Network.
What are you, 80?
I don't even know if that's a shit. Right. Everybody's going to be talking about their Netflix shows and, you know, their miniseries, their documentaries they've been watching. No, you know what I'm watching?
You're watching
America Says.
You're watching GSTV, Game Show Television. And
GSN, dude, Game Show Network, baby. It's either Steve Harvey or the guy that, what's that guy's name? He's a good host.
I can't
remember.
From
America Says.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of, he's in Best of Show. I'm trying to think of, he's the announcer.
He's like your common, dad, your common dad actor, you know, that's been a dad in all the movies.
He plays the manager in Still Waiting.
Yep. It's been a lot of movies. I don't know. There's something about that show, man. Nice. Makes you think. And
another good comfort show that I enjoy is the Andy Griffith Show. That's another one that if you're ever just feeling down, or you're like, or maybe you watch something scary, you need something to comfort you, throw on the Andy Griffith Show, and you're always in for a good time. Oh, I love that show. I really do.
Yeah, dude.
I was just watching one the other day. I was watching one the other day. I was talking to my mom about this. It was on MeTV, and it was where the freezer goes out, but Aunt B doesn't want to pay to have the guy come down and fix it because it'll cost too much. And then she asked the local grocer if she can store the meat. And then she's hauling the meat with Opie on this little wagon, and all the town dogs are chasing him around. And Annie gets upset. It's just classic. Just classic TV.
Aunt B was a real bitch.
Aunt B was hot. Aunt B was hot. Aunt B had some gams on her, man. That's what she
had.
Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. What is your go-to comfort TV show? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
RX, everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. It's 749, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Your Specialite topic of the day today. What is your comfort TV show? It's your old go-to, the old steady, the constant. You know you can put it on and you're going to have a good time.
I got a good one, and I've been YouTubing it on Saturday mornings recently. I've been going back to the old Looney Tunes, man.
That's
dude,
good.
That's great.
That's good. I can only take so much at this point, you know?
Yeah. What?
It's good for the background. It's good for the background. I'm not like sitting and focusing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sitting and focusing.
What's a better cartoon than the Looney Tunes?
I'm not saying it's a bad cartoon, but it's just I'm not sitting there focused on the cartoon.
Beep, beep.
You know, it's more of just background stuff. That's all. We got some great comments on Facebook. Nicole said Scrubs. God, I haven't watched that show in forever.
Yeah, me
too. That was a great show, though. It's a great show. She put a great gift. Eagle! Classic. Jeff, Big Papa J, said MASH. I was actually just talking about this with someone. You know, obviously it's a great show, but I never got into it. I don't know why. You know, that still holds the record for the most watched finale in television history.
Yeah. The MASH finale.
Dude, I remember 78% of the population tuned in to that finale. It's crazy.
When did that take place? When was that?
It was, what do you mean? It was 84?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Well,
let's see. Nicholas said Roseanne. Hopefully not the new Roseanne. That new Roseanne. The Connors, sorry.
See,
the Connors.
Yeah. See, that's another one like Roseanne. It's like I didn't hate it, but it's not.
I wasn't allowed to watch it, so I never. I don't think I could ever get into it at this point.
It's kind of weird because I never understood that either. It was a bad show. What was bad about it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe our parents just didn't love us. I don't know.
See, I'd much rather be watching Home Improvement than
I would too. Dude, if you're going to try and compare, Home Improvement is far and away a way better show than Roseanne. Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, and Roseanne got so bad that they killed her off, and now it's the Connors. So
right.
Close. Let's see. Lainey said Family Guy. That's a good background one. That's one that you can always kind of count on getting some laughs and everything like that.
One thing I was really religious about Family Guy in like the 2011, 2012, I used to buy all the DVDs. Dude, I haven't seen Family Guy. I think it's just another thing. Like, it's summer. I don't watch TV that much, but.
Yeah.
It's another thing. It's like going back to MASH. Is that still on? You can still watch MASH.
Oh, yeah.
MASH, huh?
It's on MeTV. Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've caught a few episodes. And again, you watch the episodes, and I think I appreciate it more now that I'm older. Younger, I didn't, like, truly understand. And obviously, you don't realize, like, you know, like, how important of a topic that the show covers in that sense. But, yeah, the last episode I watched was pretty funny.
How's your feeling on the Brady Bunch?
I'm not a big fan of the Brady Bunch.
A little too much cheese?
Yeah, a little too much cheese. Marsha's a babe. Actually, Alice, the maid, is a babe. The mom's a babe. They're all babes. No, it's a little too cheesy. You know, like the spray painted lawn. Like, I mean,
The turf lawn.
Anyway, Bobby said, although politically incorrect, it's the Dukes of Hazzard. Great show. Great show, man.
You know what? Leave that part out. Come on.
Leave that part out.
It was part of the time. I'm not going to go into it, but.
Duke boys are at it again. Chad said, Impractical Jokers. See, I can't watch that show. For other people, I'm sure it's great comfort TV, but I can't watch that one.
Why can't you watch it?
Because it's too awkward. It's too cringy for me. Like, the things that they do, I can't watch it.
I'm telling you, Impractical Jokers, when I first turned it on, like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, eh. What's going on here? They're doing what? And then you watch it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's got to be one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
I can't put myself in the situation. I get so, like, uncomfortable.
Some of the stuff they come up with to make their friends do is just absolutely gut-wrenching, hilarious.
I like it, but it's no way comforting to me. Like, I'm not just going to put it on and be like, you know what I mean? I'm going to be like, oh, God, I can't believe he's doing that. Oh, God.
There's this one episode where they had this lady in her cart in the grocery store, and they're on opposite ends of an aisle, and they were like, hey, could you go tell him that blah blah blah, and so she goes to the end of the aisle and she relays the message, and he's like, oh, thank you, could you go back and tell him, and they see how many times they get this lady to go back and forth to relay. Dude, she goes like 20 times.
What a
like
nice lady.
Like,
you know, a nice lady, and these guys are just being jerks.
I was crying, dude. Oh, it was God. So funny.
Anyway, let's see. We'll end with a couple more here. Kathy said, Days of Our Lives, like sand through the hourglass.
Oh, Jesus. Days of Our Lives.
I used to have to record that for my mom. Did you ever have to record soaps for your mom?
Dude. You pop the VHS in, hit record.
Never forget. So they had a TV, like the old, like, you know, tube TV. Not a big one, like a little one. Mounted on the wall in my parents' bedroom. So, and not to mention, you know the size of lag bolts you needed to mount an old tube TV? And it was the TV VHS combo. And so we had to take the each day, we could not forget, we had to take the VHS and we had to go pop it in and hit record. And if we forgot, Mom would get so upset.
Yeah. Oh, dude, she'd get pissed. Because then she couldn't talk with her friends on the phone for an hour about the episode. Here's what my mom's was: Young and the Restless, which I think came on before Days of Our Lives, right?
Yeah.
And I think she had a crush on Victor, dude. Remember?
Everyone had a crush on Victor. Come on now.
Is that mustache,
dude? I think I'm pretty sure it's still the same people from all those years ago. It has to be. So 20 odd years ago.
I think Victor's still there. I think he's still doing it, dude. It's got to be like 80 years strong on this show.
Look at Days of Our Lives,
Victor.
Lives cast. I just want to see.
Victor, dude. Remember when he showed up in the movie Titanic? I'm like, It's Victor. It's Victor from Young and the Restless.
Dude, there's like three. Deidre Hall, who plays Marlena. Oh, I think she's still there. Drake,
just a
who
bag
played
of
John
bones,
Black.
Dude,
they all look.
Just a bag of bones.
That's fantastic. Like sand through the hourglass.
Dude, I always love how they just pan away to every commercial, dude. Like something dramatic happens.
And I'm still convinced that the best actors of anything are soap opera actors because they are thrown the most ridiculous thing. Like the most ridiculous scenarios. Like, okay, so in this scene, you're going to remove her bandages, okay, but it's actually going to be a guy, and we're going to reveal that your wife of 15 years has actually been this guy who's been plotting his revenge from when you had that hit and run back in college. It's like, what?
Dude, what? I just love how good-looking everybody is and how well-dressed. Everybody's just balling, dude. Balling
no
hard
one works.
In these shows.
No one works. No one has jobs.
No.
There's murder everywhere. The cops are useless. At wherever these shows are filmed.
Where is this place?
Yeah. And, like, wasn't there one where the lady woke up and like, everything was, like, it was just all a figment of her imagination? Wasn't that, like, one of the soap operas? Like, she dreamed this whole thing.
Wakes up at the end.
I think there was. Like, that's how they ended the series. Like, this entire thing was she woke up and it was like, what are you talking about? You've been in a coma for the last 20 years. And she's like, what?
My mom has been talking to her best friend about this show for nothing.
That ending sucks, man. Anyway, all right. Well, that's a good note to end on. We're going to take a
Guiding
break.
Light was the other one.
Actually, was it Guiding Light? I think it was Guiding Light. That's how it ended.
Guiding Light.
Yeah, hold on.
Guiding that's the one with that had the ending. With the lighthouse.
Yeah. Guiding Light. We should find episode number.
Jesus.
God. What happened to this?
They're still around,
I can't
huh?
remember. Anyway, but yeah, they're still there, man. They're still there. Still kicking. Still kicking. Hey, they got to pay for those Botox and facial treatments somehow, man. So, all right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.